clean slate after endlessly working on the same piece. Perspective is lost. Judgment is impaired. Step away from the work. Detach from it. Dive fully into something else. After being away, you may just be able to see it for the first time. Cleaning the slate is being present. It is to be in the present moment with the work. If you finish a section or come to a sticking point, consider putting the project away and not engaging with it for a period of time. Meditation is a valuable tool. Also, vigorous exercise or a scenic adventure. Time is learning. Time is where learning occurs, unlearning as well. Context. When a piece isn't living up to your expectations, consider changing the context. Look at the principal element. Examine the variables around it. Play with different combinations. Place it next to other works. Surprise yourself. A few common options are soft, loud, fast, slow, high, low, close, far, bright, dark, large, small, curved, straight, rough, smooth, before, after, inside, outside, same, different. A new context may create a work more powerful than the one you anticipated. The energy in the work. What drives us to finish certain pieces and not others? It's the energy that's generated by the work, not by us. The work contains the charge. The works hinting at greatness contain a charge we can feel. It feels similar to love. Early in a project, excitement is the inner voltmeter to watch to help choose which seeds to develop. When the moments of joy seem like a distant memory and the work feels like an obligation to a past idea, this could mean that you've either gone too far or that particular seed wasn't actually ready to germinate yet. Either back up a few steps to tap back into the charge or find a new seed generating excitement. One of the skills an artist develops is the ability to recognize when either they or the work have nothing left to give each other. The call of the artist is to follow the excitement. Where there's excitement, there's energy. Where there's energy, there's light. The best work is the work you're excited about. Ending to start anew, regeneration. While the artist's goal is greatness, it's also to move forward. In the service of the next project, we finish the current one. In the service of the current project, we finish it so it can be set free into the world. Sharing art is the price of making it. Exposing your vulnerability is the fee. Every artist creates a dynamic history of finished objects, begun, completed, and released. A work of art is not an endpoint in itself. It's a station on a journey, a chapter in our lives. We acknowledge these transitions by documenting each of them. Play. Making art is pure play. As artists, we embrace the seriousness of the commitment and the playfulness of being completely free in the making. Taking art seriously without going about it in a serious way. Take art seriously without going about it in a serious way. In play, there are no stakes, no boundaries, no right or wrong, no quotas for productivity. It's an uninhibited state where your spirit can run free. The best ideas most often and easily run through this relaxed state. Find a clue, follow a lead, remain unattached to what came before. Avoid getting stuck with a decision you made 5 minutes ago. Remember the fascination of learning. The art habit, Sangha. We create in service to art, not for what we can get from art. If the choice is between making great art and supporting yourself, the art comes first. Art is an unstable career path for most. It's okay to have a job that supports your art habit. Doing both is a better way of keeping the work pure. It's helpful to have fellow travelers around you. They don't have to be like you, just like-minded in some way. Creativity is contagious. Being part of an artistic community can be one of the great joys of life. The prism of self. The self is a prism. Neutral events enter and are transformed into a spectrum of feelings, thought, and sensations. Not every work can reflect all of ourselves. Perhaps it's never possible. We can adjust the aperture on our vision and change the results. The more we accept our prism-like nature, the more free we become to create in different colors and trust the inconsistent instincts we hold while making art. Any framework, method, or label you impose on yourself is just as likely to be a limitation as it is an opening. Let it be. First, do no harm. In its rough form, an early iteration of a work may hold extraordinary magic. Above all, this is to be protected. Cooperation. Cooperation is a practice. The more skillfully we participate in the process, the more comfortable it becomes. You can lead the play or allow yourself to be led. Competition serves the ego. Cooperation supports the highest outcome. The ego demands personal authorship, inflating itself at the expense of the art. It can reject new methods that appear counterintuitive and protect familiar ones. The best results are found when we're impartial and detached from our own strategies. We continue the process until reaching the point where we are all happy with the work. If one person loves it but another does not, there's usually an underlying issue worth paying attention to. In many of the greatest bands, collectives, and collaborations, a degree of polarity between members was part of the formula for greatness. The magic comes from a dynamic tension between different points of view. Friction allows the fire to come. As long as we're not attached to having it be our way, we welcome this friction. Some collaborations operate more like dictatorships. This system can also work well, where everyone agrees to line up behind one person's vision. It's still a collaborative act. Communication is the core of skillful cooperation. When giving feedback, don't make it personal. Be as specific as possible with your feedback. Like, I think the colors in these two areas don't interact well together, which is more helpful than I don't like the colors. When receiving feedback, a useful practice is to repeat back the information. Ask questions to gain clarity. The synergy of a group is as important, if not more important, than the talent of the individuals. The sincerity dilemma. Most artists overvalue sincerity. Sincerity is an elusive characteristic. It's a byproduct in art. A person who is completely consistent, who possesses no contradictions, comes across as less real. Creativity is an exploratory process to find the concealed material within. Art goes deeper than thought, deeper than the stories about yourself. It breaks inner walls and accesses what's behind them. If we get out of the way and let art do its work, it may yield the sincerity we seek, and sincerity may look nothing like we expected. Anything that allows the audience to access how you see the world is accurate, even if the information is wrong. The gatekeeper. The editor's role is to gather and sift, amplifying what's vital and whittling away the excess, culling the work down to the best version of itself. The editor is required to set ego aside. The editor's role remains unattached to see beyond these passions to find unity and balance. As you move closer to the completion of a project, it can be helpful to drastically cut the work back to only what's necessary to conduct a ruthless edit. If you're working on a 10-song album and you've recorded 20 songs, you're not aiming to reduce it to 10. You're shrinking it to 5, to only the tracks you can't live without. The work, through this brutal edit, changes our relationship to it. We come to understand its underlying structure and realize only what truly matters. Making the simple complicated is commonplace, said Charles Mingus. Making the complicated simple, awesomely simple, that's creativity. Being an artist means to be continually asking, how can it be better, whatever it is? Maybe it may be your art and it may be your life. Why make art? In the creative act, you may come across a paradox. The act of self-expression really isn't about you. Most who choose the artist's path don't have a choice. They feel compelled to engage by some primal instinct. As human beings, we may come and go quickly, and we get to make works that stand as monuments to our time here, like carving "I was here." The reason we're alive is to express ourselves in the world, and creating art may be the most effective and beautiful method of doing so. Art goes beyond language, beyond lives. It's a universal way to send messages between each other through time. Harmony. Certain proportions create a sense of holy balance. The universe holds a sense of harmony. In music, the rules of harmony are laid out in formulas. Each note has a vibrational wavelength, and every wavelength has a specific relationship to the others. Following mathematical principles, one can calculate harmonic pairing of these waves. Through practiced attunement, you can grow alert to these natural resonances. However you frame yourself as an artist, the frame is too small. What we tell ourselves. All our efforts to make sense of ourselves and our art are a smokescreen, an obfuscation. We have no way of knowing what it is and what our contributions mean. All that matters is the work itself, the art that actually gets made and how it's perceived. With each story we tell ourselves, we negate possibility. Reality is diminished. As artists, we're called to let go of these stories again and again and blindly put our faith in the curious energy drawing us down the path. The universe never explains why.